girl, babe. Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the internet. Today's programme is a short survey of the career of Jack Bruce, who died last week on the 25th of October, aged 71 of liver disease. Whilst compiling this playlist, I remembered that I, in fact, played a Jack Bruce track on the first Clear Spot I did for Resonance about 10 years ago. Then in 2011, I did a half-hour programme of Jack Bruce tracks. I first saw Cream play when I was very young at Leicester's Granby Halls, a vast hangar-like space without seats, and probably corrugated asbestos roof and girders, but I'm sort of making that up somewhat. Anyway, it was pretty Spartan by any standards. Next door was a vast roller skate rink. I don't know what's happened to it. I think the whole building has probably been demolished sometime over the last few years. The day in question was a Sunday afternoon. And various groups played at alternate stages, sort of at each end of the hall. A relatively small group of people, maybe 400 or 500 at most, would troop from one stage to the other. And an over-frantic local singer chased through a rendition of Midnight Hour in an attempt to gain recognition, never to be heard of again. Then the crazy world of Arthur Brown went on. A few unmemorable numbers before Arthur donned his trademark white robe, ghoulish face makeup, and a headgear like reindeer's horns, which somehow ignited when he went into the chorus of his only hit, Fire, cavorting and twitching with the flaming helmet, You're Gonna Burn, etc. Then Cream started at the other end, and the crowd walked away to let Arthur Brown extinguish his head. At the time, I must admit, my impression of Cream was of an uncompromising, slightly murky sound, probably the Disraeli Gears phase. Years later, after Cream disbanded, I bought Jack Bruce's first solo record, Songs for a Tailor. Many years later, I saw him play solo piano and vocals at the Royal Festival Hall. And then, reading my notes sideways, this is a bit of an addition because I'd forgotten all about this, in fact. I saw him in a play, in fact, at the Bridge Lane Theatre, Battersea, in 1987. The play was Tooth of the Crime by Sam Shepard, in which Jack Bruce plays an older rock star. I think there's a duel between two guitarists, as far as I remember. And so there's this fantastic moment where the two guitarists are on stage sort of trying to outplay each other. Then, of course, the Cream reunion concert at the Albert Hall in 2005, which I also went to, and then finally I saw him on June the 4th 2011 again at the Royal Festival Hall, which happened to be my birthday and also 60 years of the Royal Festival Hall. Joe Bonamassa played lead guitar on a few numbers. The obituary in The Guardian is a worthy catalogue of events listing most of these significant dates, but curiously missing out any reference to Kip Hanrahan, who used Jack Bruce's voice to great effect on several notable albums, sort of throughout the 80s and 90s. Also, the collaboration with poet and performer Pete Brown is woefully understated. I'd like to read an appreciation by Pete Brown, or maybe another poet, which might be a bit more revealing about Jack Bruce. Anyway, enough talking. Let's start almost at the beginning with Graham Bond. Jack Bruce originally played with Alexis Corner, but then moved on to Graham Bond. And then I'll see how much I can get into the next 60 minutes. So this is a live recording at a club called Klook's Clique. The lineup is Dick Hextall Smith, Ginger Baker, Graham Bond, and Jack Bruce.
In a few weeks' time.
Have you got the applause sign? Have you got the applause? The sign that we hold up when we want them to applaud. Have you got that sign?
Well, Dick's got the clap.
Right. Dick's got the clap. What? What? No.
No, that's a right. That's a very catchy joke.
When I raise my hand like that and go like this, we want
when
all
you
the
raise
chicks
your hand,
to scream.
Smells.
Right, now try it. All the chicks scream now. That's most of the men screaming. What? They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
Get on with it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to speak now as if you've just come in off the streets. So, cloakrooms. Cloakrooms to the right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is Monday night and tonight is my guest night.
Get on with it. Hall.
Who?
Henry Hall.
Oh, Henry Hall, yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
only had one.
Welcome to Klook's Clique, where. Thank you. There's only three people here, it sounds like, on the microphone. So how many is there here? Let's have a big hand. Yay! Now, actually, we could still be cheating, because all we've got to do is put hand claps onto the tape. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Klook's Clique. Hey! Well, I'll start again. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ABC minors. Oh, look, he keeps on kissing. Ladies and gentlemen, now welcome to Klook's Clique, where great one and only Graham Bond and his organisation is with us this evening.
Through the tree, yeah.
Jack Bruce there with the first round of American Blues. Thank you, Jack Bruce on harmonica and vocals. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's the Graham Bond Organisation, live at Klook's Cleek in 1964. So I'm just going to have to skip on this same LP to get another Jack Bruce featured track, which is Train Time, where Jack Bruce plays the harmonica.
Jack Bruce, but he's going to play harmonica on this album. He's one of the most fabulous harmonica players we've got in this country, Jack Bruce. Harmonica and vocals on a number of his own called Train Time. Jack Bruce! Jack Bruce, Train Time, his own number. Yeah.
Train How will I love you when I know in the greatness of the mist? I will love you forever where sadness has killed. Walking by the sea, floating by, trying to find each other. Trails in the sky, walking by the sea. See the name floating by, trying to find each other. just like Velasquez, I see myself clearly in the space between players, the space between words, the movements, the gestures, the glances, dissolve into silence, dissolve into you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The sky started shining iron instead of giving up rain. And the earth stopped receiving seeds, started receiving pain. They built a city inside and fed the children with defiance. I love you for protecting my home. Started becoming fire instead of becoming light. And the darkness started farming terror instead of farming night. They built a language with laughter, fed the laughter with anger. And I love them for protecting my stars. Meanwhile, amongst us, this wave that starts in the pit of my heart. Make somebody shake and remind me to start hitting those bastards all over again. It's not that capitalism bad, it's just that it deserves to be hated. Summer comes a mountain because it's there, and summer makes art because it isn't there. And he works with for life because it's there to be living. Then the capitalist takes the money because someone should give it up, you know. And it's not that the exchange is bad, it's just that it's earned our hatred. She sits out to the side and tries to figure out the tears of frustration and tears of doubt. Contain the same amount of salt as tears of happiness. And after a while decides that, yeah, they must. The distance in her eyes resembles the distance in the sky, and her anger resembles nothing but anger. The emptiness of a worker's heart resembles something that can smash apart banks and armies in history, and it's more full than American rifle. And her fist opening and closing has no dimension. It's only life, you know. As she leans against the shadow wall, the rage is still untamable, and its range is still unnameable, and continues to escape us like power over our lives. And as I pulled her head back, the lips parted, she said, "You want to taste silence, baby?" For days and nights, we made the deep twist and bend. She listened and breathed, I listened to her sweat. She said, "Leave your dope behind." I try to be a dope, baby. She said, "You think you can?" And I said, "I don't know." There's a pressure against the shadow, a fist open against the wall. There was something there more than I knew, more than nerves of pressure, a deep kind of nobleness. Pleasure behind her eyes resembles fantastic anger.
There's a muscle that binds all us working class boys. It's a muscle we can't develop early enough. It's a muscle we never really had. It's a muscle for holding down money, making money stay, making money loyal to us to buy us. No matter how much money passes through our hands, we never have the right muscle for holding on to it. There's a freedom that binds all us working class boys. It's a freedom we can never learn the words for. It's emotion we can never describe. Something we can't learn. It's a freedom we don't know how to buy. It's a freedom that turns away from us. No matter how much of it passes through our hands, we never know how to ask for it. We can never make it out.
Whenever I reach for the night,
to live in the dark. I lost sight of the spark. Then I was out of the ballpark. I said, you got to help me now. It's getting kind of weird. I can't go on somehow. I've got this fear. Whenever I reach for the night, I know it just ain't right. 'Cause it's a pretty scary sound to hear your future running down. I heard the answer from deep in my soul. You got to warm up, keep out of the cold.
Listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and that was our tribute to Jack Bruce, who died last week. This show repeats on Sunday morning, and you can get a full playlist from my website, www.williamenglish.com. Whenever